What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Kitchen Coach Bitch Pill, How to Grill Lamb Shawarma So He Doesn't Have to Suck Big D at the Local Truck Stop in Brisbane, Australia. So as you guys know, before I did this, I did chicken shawarma, and now I'm grilling lamb shawarma. So we're gonna show you how I grill it. I just put it on the grill like 5 minutes ago. I already turned it over once. So let me show you. This is lamb. Son of a bitch. Damn hot. This is lamb shawarma here, guys. All shawarma is seasoning, which is like fucking a lot of shit, man. Like, I got more herbs and spices here than fucking KFC. Like, I think I have 13 or 14 herbs and spices. The lamb, I use the same mix as the chicken, same exact thing, except I put a little bit more taco seasoning in it to give it a nice kick. So let's start turning the lamb over. Now, the thing about the lamb, guys, is that for me to cut it, I actually have to use both hands. One hand holds it with this, the other hand uses a scissor to cut it. And so unlike the chicken, I wouldn't be able to cut it in front of you. I can try to do that, but more than likely that's not gonna work. So look at how pink it is. Look at that. Look at that. This is lamb from Australia, right? Believe it or not. Halal lamb from Australia. $5.98 a pound at Walmart. Or, I'm sorry, Sam's. Look at that. Look at all that fat. Look at all that fat. Only downside to lamb is that you don't know what side was up or down a minute ago, unlike chicken. But I guess the side that has blood coming out of it is the side that needs to be put back on its face. But it's all good. So yeah, guys, cooking this over low fire, unlike the chicken. You know, you don't want to burn lamb. Has to come out just right. Has a really good smell to it. A lot of people don't like lamb. They say it's gamey. What it has to do is how you cook it and season it. You know, people like our lamb because we do it right. Let me see if I can cut this. Okay, I got this. I'm gonna see if I can cut. See? Because lamb is so greasy, you just can't cut it with this like you would with a chicken. You have to use scissors. And like I said, if I can't cut it with this, I'm gonna have to stop the video and get out a pair of scissors and cut it myself. I'm not cut. It's still raw, obviously. Give it like a couple more minutes before I turn it over. It's like it's 11:02 right now. I wanna be rolling out here by 11:30. Lamb tends to get cooked quicker than chicken. So I'm really hoping in the next 15 minutes it's cooked. Then I spend another 10 minutes cutting it up. And then by 11:30 I leave here. I get to the pub at around 11:45. Get a drink of coffee and be ready to rock and roll from 12 until 2:30 in the morning. And wake up at like 3-4, and then wake up tomorrow, God willing, at around 1 o'clock, and do it all over again. You know, in a perfect world, I'd have employees here, but can you really pay somebody $20 an hour to do this. You know, that's gonna take all your you're not gonna make money. If you're paying somebody $20 an hour to do this shit, you're not gonna make any money, man. You're really not. You know, if Trump wasn't such an idiot, I would actually open a place here, like a real restaurant. But I don't know how bad America's gonna get. And at the same time, you don't want to be stuck with $5,000 a month rent and people be broke like a joke, you know. So I'm telling you guys, if I actually open a restaurant here in small town USA or pretty much anywhere in America, we'll be doing good, man. Like, my restaurant in Colombia is already profitable and it's only been open for like not even a full month, you know. So I know we got the good stuff. It's just that here in America, man, can you do it here in America? Or is things gonna get eventually so bad that you don't know, man? So I don't want to take chances and open up a place here only to find myself heavily in debt, no customers, $5,000 a month rent, $10,000 a month in fucking employee pay, shit like that. You know, I'd much rather have a real restaurant and have people doing this shit like in Colombia. But it is what it is, guys. Like, all the money I make here, I send back to Colombia. Let me open the ventilator. That's a nice piece right there, guys. Like, fatty and a little bit of meat. That's a really nice place. Nice piece. Let's see if I can cut this big one. This one is too big. No, I'm gonna have to get our scissor. I'm probably gonna end this video in like 5-6 minutes just to cut it. I think I can pause the video. Maybe I can pause the video and then come back and show it to you after I cut it up. I might be able to pause the video, but give us about 5 more minutes to make sure it's cooked, and then I'll stop the video. I will cut it up with the scissors and this. So what's gonna happen is I'm gonna hold it with this and then I'll get the scissors and I'll cut it up. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay. Yeah, I'll say 4 or 5 more minutes and then I can start cutting it up. Look at this, guys. Look at this. Yeah. That's good. God, that's good. Yeah, like 3 more minutes. I'm gonna turn it around one more time after this. I'm gonna pause the video and then I'm gonna cut it up with the scissors. That's what I'm gonna do. Give it 1 more minute. So, I wanna deal with Egyptian shawarma. What happened to Dave's Hot Chicken? Dave's Hot Chicken was started by 3 or 4 Armenian brothers in Los Angeles. They started out with a food cart, not even a food truck. They couldn't afford a food truck. So they started out with a small tent. And then, you know, LA, some important people, VIPs like Drake was like, yo man, I'm gonna invest in what you guys have. And they built their empire, 300 stores, multinational, and then Subway just bought them out for $1 billion. So imagine you start something, you know, with less than $1,000 and fucking 7-8 years later, you sell it for $1 billion. And like a year or two after starting it, you get people like Drake investing in what you have. I kind of like something like that to happen to me, guys. Where some heavy hitters get to invest in this, take it to the next level. Honestly, I think I might be able to scale it myself. It's really all gonna come down to money. But yeah, guys, that's really the name of the game for me. I'm not a restaurateur. I'm a software engineer. I'm never ever gonna have the next YouTube or DoorDash, but I can have the next Starbucks for shawarma. So, all right, guys, let me flip it over one more time, and then like 2-3 minutes from now, I'm gonna pause the video, and I'm gonna cut it up with the scissors, and then get the video going in a minute or in about 10 minutes from now. That way you guys get to see it after I cut it up. Some of you guys out there probably never saw lamb getting cooked before, so yeah guys, that's how you all cook lamb, man. Alright, I'll give it 3 more minutes. 3 more minutes, and then I'm gonna pause the camera and I'll start cutting it up by hand. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Yeah. Hopefully in about 15 minutes I'll be done with it, and then 5 minutes seasoning it, and then throwing it in the bucket, and then after that by 11:40-45, a half an hour from now, I'll be taking off. So, alright guys, I'm gonna pause the video and I'm gonna come back after I cut it up with the scissors. Talk to you soon, peace. Alright guys, I'm back. So I cut up the chicken, I cut up the lamb, as you guys can see. Had to use the scissors in one hand and this in the other hand. And as you guys can see, the lamb is cut up in nice little cubes. Very fatty. You can feel the fat. You can see the fat over here. First order of business, guys, I'm gonna put some water on top of it. Just keep the steam going. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Look at all the fat coming down here. Like I said, this side is hotter than that side. So, what you guys need to understand about lamb, even though I marinated it, it kind of tastes a little bit gamey. So, with lamb, guys, to get rid of the gamey taste, you gotta give it a shitload of seasoning. So I'm gonna start off with salt. A shitload of salt, guys. You gotta get rid of that, you gotta get rid of that gamey taste, okay? Paprika. You gotta mask that gamey taste, dude. You really gotta. A little bit of Lori's over here. Lori's the seasoned salt. Garlic, definitely a lot of garlic. A lot of garlic, guys. You gotta get rid of that taste. A little bit of onions. That's enough. Kamun. Gotta have a lot of kamun, guys. Okay. Come on, motherfucker. Okay, that's fine. I'll just use the big size. Mm-hmm. A little bit black pepper. Just a little bit of black pepper, guys. And then after that, taco seasoning. Let me get some taco seasoning on that bitch. Yeah. Okay, as you guys can tell, we got a lot of seasoning. Now let's get it going. Let's mix it all up. Yum. Oh yeah. Mix it all up. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's good. That's the good stuff. Okay, let's take a test. Okay, good. The gaminess is gone. Not bad, the gaminess is gone. Now let me take one more. Oh yeah, look at this. No, that's too much fat. Small piece. Yeah. Gaminess is gone. Let's add a little bit more salt. Let's add a little bit more taco seasoning. Just a little bit more garlic. A little bit more garlic. Okay, that's good. Let's mix it all over again. What time is it? 11:40? 11:45, I want this in the bucket, and I want to be rolling out of here in the next 10 minutes. So let's take a test. All fat. Nice and lean. Yeah, that's good. A little bit more paprika and a little bit more salt, and mission accomplished. A little bit more salt. Hell yeah. I'm just gonna take a piece before I mix it. Okay, good. Let me get a bottle of water. Alright guys, a bottle of water, let's see. Alright, look at this. Look at this. Damn, it's hot. Hell yeah. Oh my god, that's fucking good. Oh my god, look at this, guys. Look at this. Okay. Let's take one last test. Look at this, let's see. That's fucking good, baby. I want to take one more. I'm going to give it a little bit more of the taco seasoning. Yeah, that taco smells good. A little bit more of Lori's. A little bit more garlic. A little bit more garlic. And that's it. I'm done. That's it. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, one last test. Oh, God, that's divine. All right, we're done. We're done. Gonna pack it up. Put it in the bucket. Damn, that's good. Look at that. Damn, that's good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys, best shawarma ever, and it doesn't give you heartburn because it's grilled, none of that rotisserie crap shit out in the open. God knows how long it's been out there. Meat might have been there for 10 days, you never know. All that oil and all that fucking shit on it. Fuck that shit. So, yeah, guys, this is how you do, yeah. Go ahead. At $17 a shawarma wrap, that's probably $200 worth of $200 worth of sales. This is probably 5-6 pounds. So let's say six pounds at $6, $36. So $36, guys, like realistically speaking, guys, like net sales, if I'm just counting the sale of the lamb by itself, this is probably $130, $140 worth of lamb. So $35 worth of lamb turns around and gives me like $130, $140 of value. So that's not bad. So I'm making my money back 4 to 5 times. That's good. Obviously, you know, you gotta be making, you know, $200+ a day if you're gonna hire somebody else at $15, $16, or even $17 an hour. Otherwise, you're gonna be losing money. That's why I'm here doing the shit all myself. Oh, look, there's one by itself. So, anyway, guys, we're done for the day. It's 11:47. I'm gonna be rolling out of here, God willing, the next 5-10 minutes, and by 12 o'clock, which is like less than 13 minutes away, I want to be halfway to the pub. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Peace.